KQED.
Now, as we in the media, myself included, continue to tell you the stories of what happened here in Las Vegas, we're trying to balance that with how much fear it can cause, especially for children and teenagers who can feel especially stressed and anxious about what happened. KQED's Farida Javalo-Romero reports mental health professionals have tips to help parents talk to their kids.
Brad Porter had to talk to his oldest son after a mass shooting that killed 14 people at a Christmas party in San Bernardino 2 years ago.
I worked right by where all that happened.
He tells me the story while he waits for his younger son in the cafeteria of a San Francisco elementary school.
And so they shut down my facilities when the cops intervened with the suspects.
His son Marco, a sixth grader at the time, was really worried for his dad's safety. So Porter and his wife sat down to speak with him about what had happened. They reassured him he was safe and that in the U.S., mass shootings are still rare.
It's like you got to have an open dialogue or it's going to be like, it's going to get worse in the mindset of the child, you know?
Porter says they stuck to the facts and answered his questions as best and honestly as they could. That's a great approach, says Dr. Stephen Brock at California State University, Sacramento. Brock is a psychologist and co-wrote a tip sheet for parents on how to talk to children about violence.
Let your children's questions be your guide.
Brock says parents can check in with their kids to know where to start and gauge how much information they're ready for.
As children grow and mature, it is appropriate to engage them in more sophisticated, more direct conversations.
Still, starting those conversations can be really hard, says Dr. Robin Gerwich.
We have to take a deep breath and we have to, give ourselves a little pep talk to start it.
She's a professor at Duke University who worked with communities after the Sandy Hook shootings and the Oklahoma City bombing. It's important, she says, to help your kid feel like they can tell you about challenges in their lives.
Everything from feeling bullied at school to other events that touch our children's lives, they know that, gosh, my parents, my caregivers can talk about the tough stuff so I can talk to them about anything.
Gerwich says one more tip. Limit news media exposure to tragedies, especially for younger kids. But older kids are probably going to hear about it, so be ready to talk and listen. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javalo-Romero in San Francisco.